So if you weren't here, you just didn't, Yanni's going to start hearing what we said from now. Al pi dvarim eilu mevarim dirve chazal betam rishalmi says like this, v'chata v'chaim ze umanus. Odd, more strange. What's b'chata v'chaim got to do with being an umanus, a profession, a career? V'mus kolishna v'tumah b'yaisa. Hainu evin ki azoros ha-tayr le-bichor b'chaim ha-shmoysi hi lo-isek b'tayr li-palel l-kai mitzvahs ulam umanus. You understand that umchata v'chaim means you have to learn Torah, you have to keep mitzvahs, you got to daven, you got to do all the 613. But what's umanus got to do with this? Ulapid achenu yisbaer shebo chachmenu lelamdenu shelo yoyim ha'odem in derech ha-yisurim hi kol chaviva. There's someone's coming to tell us, you may come to say that if the path of yisurim is so precious and so beloved, imkein epcha bo ba'atzmi, I'll choose that myself. Why wouldn't you? That path is laden with gold and diamonds. Why wouldn't you walk down that path and pick up all the diamonds on that path? I live here for 90 years or 80 years or 100 years. I'll suffer here. Was it shave? I don't have to fly first class because this plane's going to land eventually. And then when I get off the plane, I'm a billionaire. So what do I care for a few hours? I'm on the plane. I have to sit in the bathroom. You could be 100% right. It could even be better for you. You're right. We don't know. But for sure, that's not the Rotzen Hashem. We had to do the Rotzen Hashem. Ne'emah u'b'chata b'chaim. Asuk b'panosa v'chule v'chule v'dachta misham t'vakesh es Hashem elokech. And they go look and bring Hashem into the world. Bring the Kedusha down into the world. You know where? U'b'chata b'chaim. Go do everything you have to do. Go live your life. Live a normal life. Keeping 613. Be Isaac, be a emistika ben Torah. Keeping tzayag mitzvah. Do what you need to do when you need to do it. Because the Torah tells you to do it. And from there you'll find Hashem. There go look for Hashem and cleave to Hashem. Not through the Yisurim. Even though Al Pi Muskol Rishon it may be that, yeah. V'nema v'ein shekodesh tiyun li. Be a holy people to me. Return shel chorosh hu sheniye anoshim v'lo malochim. It says, an shekodesh. Hashem wants us to be humans. He wants us to be yidden. He doesn't want to be malochim. Anoshim am misaskim b'inyon o'ilam v'yachad im zois makachim o'isoi. Only a Jew, only a human, only a person can link the two worlds. No one else can. The Malachim don't link the two worlds. We join, we bring the Kedusha into the world. That's what Hashem wants us to do. But it's anoshim kodosh. It doesn't say be kodosh. You'll be a himmel dicker mensch, as they say. You'll be a person that lives in the heavens. You know, such a holy person. He's a holy person? What does that mean? He's left this world. And Hashem doesn't want you to leave this world. Hashem wants you to be in this world and work in this world and do what you need to do. That's called ruchnius. That's called holy. Not all this bubba jubba stuff with, you know, you roll your eyes and you sort of like float into the heavens. You know, that's not it. It's being down here with your feet on the ground, roshu b'shamayim, and doing what you're supposed to be doing. And there go cleave to Hashem and bring the Kedusha into the world. However, when you're living in the world of Bechata Bechaim and you're doing what Hashem asked you to do, and then Hashem brings Yisurim on you, oh, you have to know that's an unbelievable gift. Because Yisurim bring us closer to Hashem, unbelievable. And you're cleaving then to the one who created the world. And now that we say the Yisurim are a matana, you don't ask for a present. You don't go asking for presents unless you're a baby. Little kids ask for presents. Adults don't ask for presents. If somebody gives you a present, you appreciate it. Thank you very much. The Yisurim are such an unbelievable gift that you don't ask for that. But when you receive a present, how do you receive a present? You appreciate it. That's how you have to makabel them. Rabbi Akiva, if you want the prototype, you want to know what that looks like in the ideal. What does Kabbalah Yisurim B'Simcha V'Ava look like at its highest level? Of course, us, we're on our level. We're going to do it, each one according to his koiches. But if you want to see what it looks like, what the ideal looks like, you want to know where you're, you know, which direction you're headed. So that was Rabbi Akiva. Who haven is ha'utzma ha'tmuna kan v'ez goydel ha'metona ha'klunim b'Yisurim. He'd reached the utmost understanding that a human being can understand as to how deep and precious and what's lurking and buried in this wonderful gift called Yisurim. He was yearning for it. He was platzing for it. He didn't ask for it. He didn't ask for it. He didn't say, I've been davening for this all my life. Kol Yomam, I was waiting, I was preparing myself, I was getting ready for this. He didn't say he was davening for it, he was asking for it. Kol Yomam, he seemed tired, Mataya voli de posuk zeva kemenu, b'chol avavchim, b'chol ma'adechom. No, he wasn't asking for it. I mean, he was yearning for the gift. You want the gift. That's the highest level. That should be Kiva. Okay, we're hopefully, I mean, I assume, not hopefully, but I assume we're a little bit further away from Rabbi Kiva. In our real, if you're very real with yourself, you realize we prefer not to have the Yisurim because we don't know what we'll do with them. We dover not to have the Yisurim because who says we'll be able to deal with them in the correct way? But Rabbi Kibbutz got to the level where he'd call Yamai Haisi Mitztai, call Yamai, his whole every day. Every day he was waiting for it. That's how he was ready for it, because call Yamai Haiti Mitztair. If he woke up on the day that it came, oh, you know, let's start understanding the suya, it would have been too late. You can't do what he did. It has to be kol yoma every day. You have to be thinking about this. Aval, we don't ask for it, and but we want the present, even though we don't want the yisurim, because we worry. Who says I'll be able to handle the nisayin? Who says I'll be able to use the nisayin properly? And therefore, you have to wait for Hashem. Only if Hashem gives you the yisurim that he's telling you, you can handle this. Otherwise, I wouldn't give it to you. And you have to take me along. It comes with, on your own, you probably can't handle this, Hashem says. So use me, come with me, I'll help you across the bridge. That's the approach one has to have to this kind of Yisurim. Okay, fine. I'm still curious to know if anybody can help me with my Rosh Hashanah. You see, there's a problem here with this Vaad, and that is we learn Gevaldike Torahs, and every day we hear nice words. About, is there a hemshech? Does it continue? Do we do something with it? So the other day I asked a question, and I haven't had one even remotely, not even a reply, let alone a decent reply. And no one's even mitjeches to it. So I'm going to have to do it on my own then. Nobody here wants to help me, and nobody wants to tell me what's my kodesh baruch hu mevakesh mitanu on this Rosh Hashanah. It's 3 days' time, we're going into a Rosh Hashanah like we've never been before. And we have to be somehow we have to be thinking differently to the way we thought last year in the last 30 years or 10 years or 20 years and trying to understand how we're going to, it's no good standing on Rosh Hashanah sort of trying to like remember the nigunim from last year and trying to sort of like hum them in your head and hopefully try and sort of recreate what happened last year. There has to be some avoid here. I'm just interested to know if anybody has anything. I'm only doing this because it came up in last night's Chovos HaLevavos Vaad. And also yesterday morning, somebody asked me, I'm getting to you, Baruch. And yesterday, one of the guys was in the Vaad Eresh Kodesh, asked me please to do this. But when I started this morning, that person wasn't here. I wasn't going to start without him being here. And then he came in later, so I was already in the middle. I wasn't going to stop. So just interesting if anybody has, but 3 minutes I'd already started. And then I wasn't going to stop. So now I'm stopping now. At least say thank you because I stopped now and I'm going to deal with it. If anybody's got anything to say, tell me what you think. Otherwise, I'll tell you what I was going to say last night in the Chovos HaLevavos thing. And then we had a bad connection and nobody could hear me. So I assumed HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to say it. But maybe he wants me to say it now, so we'll try. I don't know. Let's just my own idea, my own thoughts. But if you have any thoughts, I'd really love to hear what you have to say.
I would love to hear your thoughts. I'm still trying to figure out that it is Rosh Hashanah that's coming.
It's not too late, Jonathan, but it's definitely later than you're thinking.
That's why let's hear what you have to say.
No, why do I have to do the work? You're also going into Rosh Hashanah this year. You're not concerned about how you're going to approach it? What's the matter?
Not yet.
You can daven in a shul, the minyanim, or what's going to happen? You'll be at home?
They're having 2-hour minyanim with 50 people at a time through different entrances. So it can only be there for a maximum of 2 hours, and they just, it's going to be rushed. I don't know what exactly it's going to be like. They're having a meeting tonight to discuss the logistics.
So it's not going to be the normal davening you're used to with the crowd, with the Yisraelis, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu normally wants, which is Sibu and the Yisraelis, and you connect and you resonate with the Rosh Hashanah through that Yisraelis, through that uplifting experience. You don't have that this year, so what are you going to do? Sit there longing for the past, of nostalgically remembering what it was? Okay, it works, but I just want to know Ma Voida Hazeh. What does Hashem want from us? That's what I'm asking. You must be thinking about this. You must be concerned about it. I mean, nobody there is brain dead out there. I mean, it must be a concern,
okay.
No?
Okay, Rabbi, I have something to say. Be, you hear me? Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, yes, I say it.
Yeah, so I'll risk I'll risk the embarrassment of saying something that's not so bright, but I'll get the ball started at least. Maybe Hashem wants us to have all the wonderful experiences we've had in the past of davening with 300 people or whatever the numbers were in the past, and those are wonderful and great and had their value, but now it's time for us to maybe daven with 10 or daven with 20 or maybe in some people daven by themselves, because what we've been doing in the past has gotten us to this point. Hashem has decided to allow what's happened in the past to be related to where we're at right now. So maybe it's time for us to take a fresh look at what we're doing, to spend some time sitting alone or sitting in a small group thinking, what does this really mean to me now?
No, I'm sorry. What you said is not silly, chas v'chalila. What you said, everybody says. The Mashta Kulam Omrim, everyone says that. Well, I don't must scheme. Because Hashem wants us to daven b'tzibu. And Hashem wants us to daven with slivers, with 1,000 people and 300 people. That's what He wants. But my job is not to find out what Hashem wants. My job is to look at the mitziyut and ask us, ma avoida sheli. I'm not interested in Hashem right now. I don't know what Hashem wants in this matzav. I don't know. I'm not a Novi. You have to come along and tell you why Hashem's doing what He's doing. I don't know why He's doing this. He's giving me an enormous present. That's gewaldig. I don't see this as being Hashem's angry with me, so He threw me out the shul or whatever. No, see us here. Yesh mitzvot, that this year I'm going to be davening without what I had last year. Mustama is what Hashem wanted, because we see that's what the davening b'tzibu. He wants you with Rav Am is a big aloch. It's not so simple. There's alochas about Rav Am. That's the Rotzen Hashem. That's what the Torah wants from us. Now we're in a situation where we can't. And therefore, we have to discover what my personal avoider is and how I'm going to resonate with the Rosh Hashanah. It's not pashut. It's an avoider. It's an avoider mod kashe. Not simple.
Yes. It's the first thing.
Not simple. But why? I don't know. I'm not that you have to ask the Naveen around. That's not my Indian bichlal. And everybody's saying what you're saying, Rabbi Ephraim, so don't feel bad. It's not silly. The choshev of people saying such a thing. And that doesn't help me. That doesn't tell me ma avoid a shili. Even if they're correct, which I don't agree with, but let's say they're correct. It doesn't tell me what my avoider is. How am I supposed to connect to Rosh Hashanah, to Malchus, to be mamlich the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to make Him a king over me when I don't have the normal assistance and environment that the Torah is initially lechatchila wants me to have? That's the question. Why Hashem's doing this? None of my business. I have to look at the reality on the ground and use the reality the way it's given to me to the best of my ability. Why we got like that and how we got like that, that's not my discussion. That's for the Naveen to work out. A Rizal can work out. That's not for me. Well, yeah, this is where we are. This is what it is. What will be, I don't know. This is what it is now. What's my void? That's my question. So you're not wrong. It is. And some people, that's what they say. You know, and why Hashem did that? That's none of my business. I don't know why Hashem did it. But I see what He did. I can see clearly what Hashem's done. Now, what's my avoider in that? That's the approach. what's the quince? Oh no, we'll just go to all these Sayuris. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe I don't know. Whatever. You're going to do Shuvah on Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to do Shuvah on Rosh Hashanah. You can't do Shuvah. You shouldn't do Shuvah. It's part of the ceremony Shuvah, but it's also to mention of how do you do Vidoy on Rosh Hashanah. Is anybody thinking about what's going on out there? I mean, you know, there's a Rosh Hashanah coming, and it's a critical Rosh Hashanah. You see how critical Rosh Hashanah is. You know, for 75 years since the Holocaust, we've kind of been cruising in a very unusual period. You know, if you look at 2000 in Jewish history, just total, you know, peace and growth and unbelievable sprouting of Torah and printing of Torah and just unbelievably good times, you know. I'm not saying there haven't been problems along the way, but relatively speaking, we've had unbelievably good times. And now we're back in, you know, now we're back in reality. You know, now we're back to what Jewish history of the Golos has looked like for the last 2,000 years. And we're not sure how to deal with it. It's certainly unique what we're going through. I mean, what we're going through now is not unique, because there've been plagues. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a lot written about the cholera epidemic he went through. There was a real epidemic. There were people dying in the streets. There were corpses lined up on the side of the road. I'm saying that was, you know, Rahman al-Islam. And we've had in Jewish history, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses all the halachas about how you daven when there's an epidemic, a pandemic. He allows 20 people to daven in a shul, and he discusses that. So this is something that hasn't been before, but it hasn't happened to me before. So I need to, for me, work out what am I going to hope to achieve on this. So I just want to give you an idea, my own little insight here. But that's not for you. This is just, you have to take this as an example and find your own insight. Myself in the Chovas HaLevavos, I saw it in the Chovas HaLevavos last night, Dafka. It fits in with a lot of what I was thinking about. There, the Chovas says, how much time have we got here? All right, we'll try and finish as quickly as possible. The Chovas HaLevavos, Chovas HaLevavos mentioned seven qualities of a person would have to have if all for you to have full Shleimus Betochen in him. And he says the only person, the only thing you'll find in the world that has all those seven qualities is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no human being that has all the seven prerequisites for you being able to have total Betochen in that person. It's only in Hashem. So he says, Ukashe ze ye boru lo adam tiye hakara chazoka bechesed amiti shel aboire. As yiftach. So after having worked very hard through these seven prerequisites, you're tired and you sit back and you sort of flow through this last paragraph. He's saying something yamod mod chashuv. When you think about who Hashem is and you think about how it is able that we're able to rely on a kohok because he has all the quality of somebody you would want to be able to rely on. If this guy had your back, you'd sleep at night, no matter if the nuclear war going on. Because you know that he's got your back. He's taking care of you. You're fine. You know? If this guy had a private militia surrounding your house, you would sleep at night. You wouldn't be worried about Ganovim. This guy's got your back and he's got 27 armed guards around your house. So you sleep at night. So he says like this. Kasheze boru lo'odo. There's got to be boru. Boru means like daylight, boru. Real, you know, like when you sit on a chair, you sit on the chair because the chair's there. You don't think you're going to land on the floor. It's real, so you trust the chair. Tie lo hakara chazaka b'chesed amiti shel aboira. Then you'll have a hakara chazaka in the genuine chesed of Hashem. As yiftach, then you'll trust him. And you'll leave everything over to him. You'll lay down. Isn't that mamlichem? Isn't that amlocha? Requires apra. You have to have a recognition. A chazaka. In the unbelievable said that Hashem is. Kulu chesed. And then you give yourself over to him. You put off in his rishus. You go live in the palace. And when you're living in the palace, you don't have to worry about anything because you know. He's taking care of everything. We daven for nasa, we daven for health, we daven for security, we daven for lots of things. Rav Pinkus always used to say, I don't know, why don't you daven that you can go live with Hashem? Please, Hashem, can I come back and live in the palace? When you're in the palace, we have mamela. you have security, you're healthy, you have pandas, you think you need because you live a king. Someone who's a king doesn't beg every day for a doctor. If you need a doctor, there's a doctor in the palace. You go to the king's physician. The palace is mamelated. Food, panasa, everything. You got everything. Well, machasela. So why are you doing this pratim? Just ask, please, Hashem, can I can live with you? To be mamlich Hashem. Because there's a please, Hashem, go and go through these seven from the Chovos HaLevavos, Kat Shara B'tochen, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. Go through and have a look at who is it. Who are we dealing with? Who are we being mamlich? Who am I being mamlich here? Not we. Who am I being mamlich here? For sure, I'm in a minion. I'm not a minion. Lo mashaneh, but me. And then you have an unbelievable akara. Second, look at Chesed. Unbelievable. He's the true boy. I've got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. And everything to Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, could 2 days after Rosh Hashanah, we're back to where we were about that. But on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Siyata Dishmaya to be handed all over to Hashem. That's what it means. He's the king. So he's in charge of me. I'm just here to do what the king says. So for me, the avoid Rosh Hashanah could be, I'll change my mind now and then, but for me, from this, the avoid Rosh Hashanah, for me, this is, you resonate with Rosh Hashanah. First of all, a chorus hatoy doesn't mean gratitude. It means recognizing the good. Recognizing the chesed amiti of Hashem. Everything is done for me. Whoa, just go back last year and have a look. Write out a list of all the untold chasadim Hashem's done for us. Untold chasadim. Unbelievable. Who knows what this kind has protected us from? Who knows? Because you're at home and you're not on the road and because you're there. Who knows? One day we're back, we go, wow. Sure, if we could, where we'd be today, who knows? Don't know what this is for us. We don't understand. But an unbelievable recognition, HaKorah Chazok and the Chesed that Hashem's done for us. When you do that, when you have that HaKorah Chazok, when you recognize all the Chesed, the Chiramiti that Hashem's doing for us, and you realize all seven qualities that Hashem has, that He loves us, He has for us, He's doing for us, He's all-powerful, He knows what's for us, He'll only know what's good for us. Then you can leave it to Him. Let Him take care of it. Like a baby hands it over to your mother. The baby doesn't tell the mother how to feed him, when to feed him. The baby knows. Mommy's beside her, I'm going to go to sleep. When I need to eat, wake me up. I don't have to worry about it. As that might be, just my own thoughts, that might be some of what maybe we'll be looking at as a void for this Rosh Hashanah. Is if I'm going to mamlich Hashem through betochen, how does a Baal betochen to Rosh Hashanah want to be able to hand over the kol hanagosu? Yaz of Hanasa Beyoda to leave all your business dealings to him. It's like if you're a wealthy guy and you've got an asset, but you really treat this guy's mamash. I'm not talking about the guys here. I'm talking about you really treat this guy. All your money and you're going to sleep, but you know, he'll take care of it, invest it as possible, and he'll do the best for it. Not lying awake, seeing and turning, what's going on with my money, where it won't. Is he doing it properly? Is he a guy? Because you took on, you know, he's good and he can only do good. No one can beat him. He's the best guy. He always wins. But not because your money's being looked after. The same year, Hashem's got it. It's all from Hashem. And the Tovah. So the Satoiv is perhaps the resonance and the thing maybe will help us to connect, to touch a little bit and the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, that's what I said. You think about it more. Metz Hashem will meet tomorrow. We'll meet tomorrow. For sure on Zoom, that will be nice. Tomorrow we'll see. And think about it. I'd love to hear what you got to say. That just something that hit me last night between the eyes. We were going to the Chovos HaLevavos. Any questions, comments, reactions? I would love. You have to do the work, boy. So you can't. You're not thinking about this, then you've lost it completely. We're 4 days from Shoshana. We have the conscious. Rabbi said a Gavaldic vote. You know, it was a Gavaldic little thing today. That's what this is about. Person has to do their work, you have to do their work yourself. Others is external. The whole mess of what's going on is the external's being taken away from us. If Ram was a new Iraq, Hashem's taken away all that externality. The problem is now how I discovered through my own effort. When I don't have the external errors, how do I make error myself? That's the avoider. Okay. Have a great day. And that's a shame. We'll meet.
Shkai Rebbe, Kol Tov.
Thank you, Avshir.
All right.